The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, the online privacy group Digital Rights Ireland is looking to take a mass legal action against Facebook. Simon McGarr, explain what's involved in this and why, please.
It's a fairly straightforward claim, although the consequences of it are quite significant. What has happened is that in April of this year, a collection of information from 533 million Facebook users was dumped for free out onto the internet. It had been circulating sort of on the dark web, but it has now been made available for free. And this allowed people to check whether or not they were one of the people who had been affected. So Digital Rights Ireland has decided that it's going to activate a new litigation format, which is called a mass action. Ireland doesn't have class actions, but this is a new format brought in by the GDPR. It's called a mass action, where people can mandate it to sue on their behalf, collect money on their behalf, and then pay that money back to them.
Okay, so what is wrong with the fact that this information is available online, this 533 million users? What sort of information, and how could it be used against them?
So the problem with the information is that it isn't just the stuff that was publicly available on people's Facebook pages, though that wouldn't have been ideal either, but rather it was information that Facebook had collected for lots of different purposes. So it had your internal Facebook reference ID, it had your phone number, your date of birth, your what groups you're members of, it has your gender, it has who you do you work for. It has a good deal of information such that anybody who has your phone number would be able to look it up, find out who you were, and potentially people would find that they would be targeted for nuisance calls or increased risk of cyber security breaches and phishing, etc., etc.
Could you have identity theft as a result of it as well, so that your identity could be used by people for other uses and reasons on the net?
Potentially. One of the difficulties is the more information that is available about you, the easier it is to obtain other information and therefore to make identity theft worthwhile. So this is a real treasure trove. And Facebook had previously said that it was old data. But of course, very few of us have a method of changing our date of birth. So whether it's old data or not, it's still very relevant to all of these people. Similarly, people don't change their phone numbers very often. And really, a phone number, a mobile phone number, has become a much more significant thing in the age of mobiles than it was when it was just a landline. One was a line that told you about a building, how to contact a building. The other is a way of getting to a person.
Okay, so tell us how the action would be progressed.
The first step will be that people will go to the Digital Rights Ireland site, which is called facebookbreach.eu, and they will give their email. That's all they'll be doing for the time being. In a short number of weeks, everybody who's given their email as an expression of interest will be contacted and given an opportunity to sign up for the actual litigation. That means that they'll be a named mandatee. They'll be asked to mandate Digital Rights Ireland to take a litigation on their behalf. Digital Rights Ireland will be the only plaintiff. It will be the one name, but it will be acting on behalf of everybody who it has collected a mandate from. So when that happens, Digital Rights Ireland will then launch the litigation when it reaches a certain critical mass. People will be asked to make a contribution. The total amount of the contribution is considered to be sort of in the tens of euros as opposed to anything over 100 euros. So, we may be looking at something between 50 and 100 euros will be the contribution. But in return, they will get access to a pool, which hopefully, once the law of large numbers applies, and remember, this is available not just to Irish people, although it's been taken in Ireland, this is available to anybody in the EU who's been affected. So that's approximately 100 million people
Do you find out, Simon, if you have been affected? How do you know that you're one of these users whose information has been uploaded?
Well, if you go to facebookbreach.eu, there's a link that takes you to a reputable site with a peculiar name called Have I Been Pwned? But it is a reputable site. And you can put in your phone number there. And if you have been breached, it will return a confirmation that you're in the corpus of breach data.
Okay, all right. So give us that. Now, the other thing that just strikes me is that Facebook has unlimited wealth. So isn't Facebook going to defend this vigorously and perhaps tie you up in the courts for years?
I don't know whether they will attempt to do that or not, but it's a requirement under European law that the Irish court system shall ensure that there is effect given to the rights under the GDPR. And so I don't think that we're going to be seeing technical complaints about this, that, and the other. And we certainly won't see the kind of challenges of judicial review and decision making and administrative law that the Data Protection Commission has faced over the years when it's trying to investigate Facebook, because none of those will be applicable in a direct action by consumers. So this is a kind of a different and in a way, a more straightforward claim. People have a right under the GDPR for compensation for a loss. That loss can be material or non-material. They don't have lost money, just if there was a breach of their rights. And then they have a right to pool their resources by way of an action such as this sort, where they mandate an entity like Digital Rights Ireland. And then finally, they have a right. The facts are available to us. We know there is a data breach. We know that this data breach includes data which is post-dating the GDPR, and in fact, all the data that anybody has come to us with so far has been 2019, so that was post the coming into force of GDPR. So I hesitate to say the facts are straightforward. Obviously, everything can be made complicated if you try hard enough, but it is a much more straightforward case than
Okay.
the questions of administrative law that the DPC has faced.
Facebookbreach.eu is where our listeners can get further information if they want to take part. Briefly, Simon, I want to ask you about the Data Protection Commissioner Helen Dixon writing to Sinn Féin seeking information about its collection and use of data from Facebook and the Electoral Register. What do you think has gone on here?
I think that's a very interesting question, and I think it's much wider than just Sinn Féin's use of political data. I think that there's a general prohibition on processing data relating to political opinions in the GDPR, but there is a exception that allows for the processing of opinions by political parties, and specifically parties only, and not candidates. However, if you look at exemption in the GDPR, it's quite narrowly drafted. It only says to the extent that it's necessary and re or rather that it's required by by law to allow the functioning of democracy. So it's a very narrow exemption on the general prohibition on creating dossiers on people's political opinion. And of course, the history of Europe, continental Europe, hasn't been very happy with dossiers and people's political opinions being kept. So you could see why they would be sensitive to that when this was being drafted. So but when that was transposed into Irish law, I will say that the Irish political system was very generous to itself in interpreting how widely that could be used, and then these political parties and parties of all stripes seem to have taken the view that if you are a party or candidate, sort of a view based on who you are, then you can process political opinion data, whereas the law says that you can process political opinion data, but only for limited purposes. So instead of wondering who you are, it wants to know what's the purpose for which you are doing it. I think that probably Sinn Féin will have questions to answer in respect of whether or not what they're doing is inside the GDPR's exemption. But I would say that all political parties and all candidates have probably been wandering around in this area unaware of just how shaky the allowances in the Irish transposition, which are overridden by the GDPR, if it turns out that they were a bit too generous,
Okay.
that just how shaky that ground they've all been standing on will be.
Thank you very much for joining us here, Simon McGarr, Digital Rights Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live on air from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.